Welcome to The Squid of Despair, unscripted musings on business life, leadership, creativity, transformation, and all the myriad of other work-life events that get in the way of a good night's sleep. Hosted by David Ayling Smith and Peter Taylor.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, Peter.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Been wearing nice recently?
It's funny you should say that. Standing next to a geezer called Stoker.
Oh, very good. That's your accent, I guess. It's Go Than Indio Island. We are in Iceland.
We are, Peter.
Finally. 35 long years.
It's a long time to get here, isn't it?
Yeah, so squid of the day is Icelandic squid, I guess.
Yes. Well, it feels like the end of an era somehow.
Yes. We've just been near a rift, haven't we, actually, as well? The Icelandic Parliament.
That was symbolic, wasn't it?
It was a thing.
So this is going to be the last squid?
I think it is the last squid. I think it's a good conclusion, I feel.
You think we've come full circle now?
We have, yes. I think it's been a good journey. We've had some good chats. And we're going to explore Iceland, aren't we?
The story about it, and we do remember these things differently. We used to challenge each other for the last 35 years.
Yes.
To exciting things done for each other. Is that the way you remember it?
No, I don't remember it at
all. Oh, okay.
No, it goes all the way back to the first time you interviewed me, you know, when you were moving upwards in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you were looking for someone to take over your project. I remember being interviewed by you, and at the end of it, we were getting on very well. And you said to me, mistakenly, foolishly perhaps, what else, Peter, what else would you like to do in life? We talked about my career aspirations. And then I said, I wanted to go to Iceland. And
right.
I think there was a remote possibility at that point of going to Iceland for work. I can't remember why. But you said yes. And you've delivered everything else over the last 35 years. Apart from this, apart from now.
I'm very surprised I said yes to an interview with someone I've never met before.
That was our bonding from day one, really. That's why we survived so long. And yes, dear listeners or listener, I don't know. It was unbelievable that literally 2 weeks before you decided to completely change your life, we're not allowed to use.
I talk about retirement now. Yeah.
Okay, accept the word retirement.
Yep. Yep.
That 2 weeks before you declared retirement, I was invited to come and speak in Iceland. The Icelandic Project Management Association, and that happened 2 days ago. And here we are. And there was a condition that we all agreed, myself, Juliet as well, my wife, and Beverly's here as well, but she's walking away because she doesn't want to be interviewed. And hello, Beverly. That waving on the podcast doesn't work, you know that. There was a condition that we'd go to Iceland, but you had to come to complete the full journey.
It was very generous of you and Juliet to include Beverly and I in your trip. And did the lecture go well?
It went very well, thank you. Very well. And we're going to do lots more things. So we'll chat some more later, I think. Yes?
Well, just before we go.
Okay.
Did I hear correctly that you were described as a demigod after your presentation?
I was not described as a demigod.
Because this is the land of Norse gods and heroes.
I think I mistakenly and foolishly used the phrase minor deity, actually. A small god. Which, you know, is something that, having been to the Phallological Museum here in Iceland, is something I'm very aware of now. So, look that one up, listeners. If you don't know what a Phallological Museum is, there's only one in the world, and it's here in Reykjavik.
Did I only have one regret today, is that I did shave my beard off before we made this trip. It would have been a much more suitable had I come like an extra from Lord of the Rings.
I think very rugged, I thought you looked in the beard.
I went for a walk with some friends recently and I was shocked. I looked like a demented dwarf. And that I wanted to stay married, so the beard had to go.
Priorities of life.
Priorities and priorities.
All right, well, let's talk again because...
an eruption is due, Peter. It's imminent.
And on that bombshell, listeners, we're going to stop now and we're going to continue the interview when we get to the ski-doing centre.
Very good.
All right. So, Daz, it's after the event and we were kind of reflecting on our trip to Iceland. We've got to start with the fact that you left us with a bit of a cliffhanger about some eruption that was due. Tell the listeners all about that.
Well, my recollection is probably going to be different from yours, Peter, but these geysers were extraordinary and they were going off at different times. And you took a photograph of this particular geezer going off, and it was, to be honest, a bit of a dribble. It was a bit of a non-event, and then
it was a damp squid.
Yeah,
to play on that there. Joke.
And all I can say is, when I took a picture, there was a massive eruption, and I was rather pleased. I captured it on camera because that was a first.
You not only captured it on camera, you sent it to me with a declaration that your eruption was much bigger than my eruption. Yes.
Well, I thought it was a good one. It was a good one to capture. It was very exciting. And yeah, I've enjoyed it very much. So that was the story of the geezers, I think.
Well, that's a little bit more, I think, because you were so excited about it. In the end, your wife had to tell you to calm down, I think.
Well, I did get told off for leaning over the coach and saying, do you want to see a picture of my eruption? I know I did get told off for that, but that was just excitement.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing you alluded to, which is, you know, you were a bit mean to me. I made a joke, because I was in Iceland for real work. You know, I was speaking at the Icelandic Project Management Association conference and running a couple of workshops. And I made a joke about the fact that people like me, I was a bit like a minor deity. And I think you teased me that, you know, demigod was put forward as an alternative. And you're generally mean about that.
Well, not at all. I mean, I've seen you speak, Peter, and I know you're excellent. But I thought minor deity was probably taking it a bit too far. So I thought I'd up the ante. And for the rest of the weekend, you were described as a demigod in public, which, you know, I know you were happy with it, but made me smile.
Well, I looked it up afterwards, and yes, a demigod is much lower down the rankings than a minor deity.
Actually.
Oh, is it? Well, yes, because it's not even a full god. So it's not even, it's a minor deity, small god, and then we go down to demigod. So,
I was conscious, though, Peter, you know, as we did our tour of Iceland, that there wasn't a lot of content in that squid, was there? And I was thinking that our listeners are probably going to be even more disappointed about our lack of focus on this last squid.
But they have to understand the journey we'd be on. We tried to explain to them, it's a 35-year journey to this point, and we were generally excited in Iceland.
That's true. I thought you meant the squid journey, where we started off as rubbish, we got slightly better, and then we finished as rubbish.
I don't think it's a rubbish finish, but we will see. So, okay, we'll be back. Thanks. All right, we're back. I don't know if people can hear us because we're somewhat suited up, are we not, Daz?
Well, I can hardly hear you, Peter, but yes, we are. I've been in some bleak places and bleak occasions with you, but this is probably the bleakest.
Well, that's hurtful. just to explain to people, we are in the middle. I don't know if we're not in the middle, probably. We're on a glacier, which is officially a desert in Iceland, and they have some of the largest in the world.
And 5 of the 7 in Europe, I understand.
Indeed. Oh, put that down. So we've been skidooing. How did you find the experience?
A bit more difficult than it looked. But we're all here safely, so I think it's gone well, actually.
Like a metaphor for life.
It is. You've just got to keep trying, not fall off.
And I think you have to tell leaders, because you were quite, our listeners, you were quite excited earlier on. You had a bit of an eruption and you were quite proud of it.
Well, I was proud of the fact that the eruption I watched was bigger than the eruption you watched.
Not so competitive. Always so competitive.
But to be clear, this was a geezer we were looking at, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. If I think about our relationship, I think it's less of an exploding geezer and more of a slow-moving but firesome lava flow. That's the way I look at it.
I was thinking of those muddy, bubbling puddles, actually. I think that's a better metaphor.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to my skidoo now. Thank you very
Peter.
Much.
Drive bye-bye. Safely.
Okay, I need to pick up on something that you, Daz, said when we were unbelievably wrapped up. I could barely move. I felt like we were on the moon. We're on the glacier. We were doing skidooing, which was challenging but fun. And you know, the recording is just about listenable too, which is great. But I was talking about our relationship over the last 35 plus years, and you left it on the note that you said our relationship wasn't like a volcano and it wasn't like a lava flow. You said it was like a bubbling puddle.
Did I really?
Wow. Yeah, and you have a track record of upsetting me.
I think we'd been to the geyser fields that morning, and I was very struck with how the geysers were like erupting at regular intervals. And I felt that wasn't really our relationship. Our relationship has bubbled along in a relatively murky way for 35 years.
Oh, this is getting so much better.
And so I just thought that was a metaphor that worked, really. But, you know, I take the positives out of it. You know, Pete, it's warm, it's vigorous, it's interesting, and people come to look at it every now and again.
Okay, I don't think I can follow up on that in any way possible. We are a bubbling puddle, and
there we go.
Been fantastic.
I was reflecting actually over the period that we've been doing these squids. Do you know how many of these we've done over the last 3 years, Peter?
25.
We have. We've done 25 squids, and you know, I have to thank you for basically. Persuading me that this would be a good thing to do, and I've really enjoyed them. So, no, thank you for that. And in fact, you've written more books though than we've done squids. So I have to give you that because you've got a new one coming out. Are you allowed to?
Not in the same period of time. To be fair, we started in January 2022. We've had with this one there will be 25 episodes in total. We will have excited / bored our listeners with 900 minutes of our rubbish, about 15 hours. And over 12,000 downloads have happened in that period of time. So it's, you know, it's not the biggest podcast on the planet, but it's been a lot of fun.
It has. And I've learned a lot. And we could go there on perhaps when we're not being recorded. But I have enjoyed it, Peter, and thank you. And you sidestepped very neatly my comment about your latest book. Is that because you can't talk about it yet?
I can talk about it. Yes, it's called The Invisible. I know you like to give me every opportunity to plug a book. So this one is coming out on December the 29th. And it is called The Invisible Project Manager. And it's challenging the project management profession about why artificial intelligence will be running the projects without them. And, you know, people need to wake up.
Well, that's very that's a great title, because when you went to that title, I was thinking that all those years that we've been together and I'd come to your project to see how it's going, and I'd be saying, where's Peter? I thought that's what you were referring to.
And there it is, the insults again.
Well, no, okay. that's a fantastic topic, Peter, but won't it, I mean, you have written, you know, well over 30 books on project management, and you're now writing a book on why project management is dead. Isn't that a little bit like killing the fatted golden goose calf or whatever it's called?
Well, when you're a demigod, you can do this stuff.
I see.
That's what it is. Though it's a wake-up call again on a challenge. I mean, you know, you have to read the book to see what I really think. You always go with a provocative title like The Lazy Project Manager was. Yeah. And, you know, I'm looking forward to, working with a lot of people next year, doing some more keynotes and probably upsetting quite a few people.
Business as normal then, Peter. Well done.
Absolutely. Occasionally the bubbling puddle erupts.
Which, do you know what I am? One of the things I'm going to miss from these podcasts is the Christmas awards, because we won't be doing them this year, will we?
We won't. No, we won't. Unfortunately.
I thought I might be in for a chance of getting a prize this year.
You got the prize before, so enough of that. Enough of that whinging. Okay. Well, we're going to go back to Iceland now.
Okay.
So, Daz, tell me. Let's catch up, everybody, shall we? Because things have happened since we were on the glacier.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
We went down to the glacier was great.
It was
exciting.
Enjoyed that.
Quite scary at times, but
we survived.
And we came down to the Gullfoss waterfall.
Yes,
which beautiful. Was spectacular.
Bigger than Niagara,
freezing,
apparently.
Freezing cold down there.
It was.
And now, well, I mean...
We're chasing the Northern Lights, aren't we?
We're chasing the Northern Lights. I mean, we're actually in a fuel station at the moment, but we have been out and about. Now, we like to teach people things, or give messages in these podcasts.
Well, I like to
really.
Feel if we're going to wrap up the podcast, there ought to be something profoundly
Well, I thought of something.
Transferable.
I thought of something.
Okay.
Ask the right question. I think one of our early ones was about the importance of a question.
Yeah, if I'm yeah
right.
That was one of yours.
Now, if you remember, in the previous coach that we were in, on the way back from the glacier, I asked the driver, our guide, I said, how far out of Reykjavik did we go and chase the Northern Lights? And he responded 15 to 30 minutes. And
yes.
He wasn't wrong.
Was he not?
No. But we have just spent just over 2 hours now
driving
in a 30-minute radius around Reykjavik.
I
so I asked the wrong question.
Well, with hindsight, you asked the wrong question. It was a good question at the time. But I've learned something tonight. I've learned about the 13... Trolls of Christmas.
No, there were 13 Santas.
Oh,
two trolls,
okay.
The parents of
I
trolls.
See. Okay.
So yeah. I wasn't listening properly.
I thought the man said parrots, but I misheard him. Because parrots are trolls, and there are 13 Santas for 13 days up to Christmas.
So, if anyone's listening to Squid of the Spear for the first time on this episode, it's going to be profoundly disappointing. For
Big
them,
mistake. Yeah. You shouldn't start here.
So, a question for you that you can mull over before we talk again.
Yes.
What was your favourite episode and why?
Oh, the favourite episode?
Yeah.
Well, I think... Sorry, we've been moved because we're blocking someone. I think my favourite episode... Well, I think the first one. Because we kicked the whole thing off and you insulted me a lot and we kind of set the trend and we decided we're going to have Squid of the Day. We've probably stopped talking now because the car's about to come past. We'll be back. We will be back.
Okay, well, that was... I remember that. We were in the service station. There was a van trying to reverse at us, I think, and it was getting quite dangerous. That's why we had to stop suddenly. But... look, it was, we've talked about your favourite episode, my favourite episode, asking the right question. I think we've covered, one of the things we have to say is we've covered a wide range of topics, haven't we?
Yes, no, we have. And I wondered, what was your least favourite topic, Peter? I mean, you know, we talked a lot about the fact that we learn most from our mistakes. And often when we're out of our comfort zone and things go wrong, that's what really helps us move forward. So in that spirit, what was your least favourite episode or the one that you felt was least successful?
I think that's two different things, isn't it? We know that you had the most successful podcast as far as listeners are concerned.
Please don't sound surprised, Peter. You sounded surprised when you said that.
I'm not. Actually, it was, it changed, actually, because at one point you had it, and I can't remember what it was now. It was a really, really popular one. Oh, there it is. I'm looking up now. There it is. Mark of the Beast. The value of a great question. But that was then completely beaten by, remember, we'd entered a world in 2024 where we changed the rules, and basically you were just allowed to choose the subjects as opposed to alternating.
Well, I think off the back of having the most favourite episodes, I think that's probably why we did that, wasn't it, Peter?
Yeah, okay. if that is your truth, Daz, then that's fine. Yeah. But you came storming with Squid episode 23 and Squid episode 24. I mean, because getting your mojo back really resonated with people, and we got 1,500 downloads for that. And then Identity, you blew it away again with 2,500 downloads. So
we had a cracking speaker with us on that particular podcast, didn't we? And I suspect that our guest was the reason that podcast was particularly successful, because I thought she spoke very powerfully.
Yeah. You said about Christmas, the least popular was actually the Christmas competition one, Does the Winner Take It All? Because only 141 people bothered listening to that one. So, I know you like the awards, but our public didn't.
Well, I think that was one of the weaker ones, because I seem to remember, whilst we don't prep for these squids, you did tell me that basically we were going to alternate the awards. And of course, I didn't do my homework. And so it was completely extemporized and it was very poorly done, as I remember, from me, not from you. So I think the wisdom of crowds is correct on this occasion. And that was rubbish.
Yeah. But no, it's been a lot of fun. So, thank you from my side about, doing this. And one of the things we talked about was that you got completely wrong, of course, was, the driver was in a very painful way. The driver taking us on the Northern Lights was telling us an excruciating presentation of the 13 Santas in Iceland. I mean, I think the story could have been much better. I made some notes and I will give him some feedback. But the 13 Santas. But I came across something else, because I'm thinking, Christmas and then New Year, new starts, etc. They have a wonderful thing, because they're a very cat-centric country, Iceland. And in Icelandic folklore, they have a thing called the Yule Cat. The Yule Cat, you can find it online. They've just, I can't say the name of the place, obviously, but they've just lit up this Yule Cat. It looks about 50 foot high, this cat. It's all lit up, so check it out. But in Icelandic folklore, the Yule Cat is a giant Christmas creature said to roam the snowy countryside and eat anyone who doesn't receive a new piece of clothing before Christmas Eve, a spooky little nudge to wrap up your holiday shopping. Now, Juliet, my wife, and I suspect possibly even Beverly, you know, they probably like that, that there's a threat of a giant cat if we don't rush off and buy some clothes.
That does sound like a fabricated story, doesn't it, to boost the retail outlets around the airport?
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, that aside, I think, you know, whilst we know this is coming to an end, and listener, please don't be too upset, but, you know, it has been a lot of fun, and I think it's just a matter of, well, what's next? And you know, we're not going to not do something, and we don't know what it is yet.
No, well, I was going to ask you, actually, what the next challenge was, because it feels like, you know, our working relationship, there's always been a challenge out there, which is, I think, actually part of a long-term relationship, part of the importance of a long-term relationship. There's always something out there. I had a maths teacher once that I wasn't particularly good at maths, but I did like the thought of the fact that one day I might understand it. And he always, at the beginning of term, used to put a question on the board. And it was a question that couldn't be answered immediately and had to be thought through. And the anticipation of solving it and the pleasure of solving it, or indeed the pleasure of finding out the answer if you couldn't solve it, it was a different sort of joy to the sort of the short-term immediate fulfillment of getting a question right. And so I wonder, taking that story as a starting position, what that could be for us, Peter. What could we put out there and tease our listener with that we might be able to do in the future together?
Oh, actually, I feel like you're manoeuvring me here, Daz, into what's next. And I don't know what's next, to be honest. But I just know it will be something. You know, this isn't the end. This is a major milestone because obviously we've achieved that 35-year dream for me, at least, of going to Iceland. I think we've had a lot of fun with the podcast, but we've done stuff before that and we will do stuff again. And I honestly don't know at this point. I think there's a positivity in having a blank sheet, I think, really.
No, I agree. As you know, I stopped full-time work during the year and I've tried very, very hard not to have concrete plans. And it's been uncomfortable because the sort of working life we've had, it's very organized and structured and planful, if that's the word.
And cyclic, but not
having a plan actually does allow unexpected things to happen, like going to Iceland, for example. And so it is a bit sort of letting the universe give you a hint and a nudge and then following that and being curious. And so we will see where that takes us. And I look forward to that next chapter, Peter.
As I do as well. Thank you, Daz. So let's go to the closing scene, which is, I think, is perhaps the most unusual end to a podcast series ever.
Which was?
The Blue Lagoon.
Yes. Yeah, now I was mistaken about the Blue Lagoon. I thought it was a DiCaprio film, but I was roundly put in my place by your wife and my wife that said that wasn't the case.
Yeah, I think they were very rude about your ignorance. And absolutely. But you did reenact a scene from another film, did you not?
I did. I was rather pleased with that. And actually, I did send it to my younger generation and said, I know you like a good film reference. What do you think of this? And neither of them had seen Apocalypse Now, so it was rather wasted.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want us, no, I don't know, we can't share that. But, you know, yeah, let's just say that that Daz reenacted a scene from Apocalypse Now in the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, and let's just leave it there. Shall we go to the closing scene?
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure if this is going to work. So we are in where, David? Where are we?
Well, it's something called the Blue Lagoon. It's the first Scooter Despair I've ever done with very, very little clothes on with you, Peter. And it's not something I want to repeat.
Well, it's very blue and there's a lot of steam and it's very, very warm.
It is, but it's a great experience. And well done for getting the waterproof cover for your phone.
Well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it, whether that is actually the case.
Well, I did a bit of sound effect.
There's the water. Thank you. Oh, it doesn't look, the clock's running. It seems to be recording.
So last night, when we didn't see the Northern Lights, I asked you a question about...
You did, yeah, sorry.
What have you taken away from the last 2.5 years of Squid? Anything that you've learnt or you would...
Well, I think so. If I remember rightly, we were kind of getting on to your favourite Squid, which was the Squid about hope.
Yes.
And I think I started talking, and I think we had some problems with the recording. I started talking about hope. And, you know, were we in a state of hope that the Northern Lights would... Well, they don't turn up because they're there all the time. But we'd get to see them.
Yes.
And then you say, well, my view is... Or my view, that's me, Peter,
that my view was that hope is not a strategy, but you disagreed that it was a contributor. So would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I think we've done that as a podcast, really. I think it's more a state of mind that I felt was an important contributor to personal success, happiness, freedom, all that sort of stuff. And we did see the Northern Lights in the end. We were very tired at the end
we
of it.
We did. Oh, my goodness me. It was, it was gone midnight. And they were behind a cloud. They weren't the best, we have to admit. So there's a possibility we may have to come back. But I think we can tick the box. We are in Iceland. We are mostly naked in a lagoon. It's very hot.
And it's the last squid.
It's the last squid. So, I think on that bombshell.
Goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Daz.